Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Rider Club Radio. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And this week we watched Kamen Rider Ghost episode 39. That's it. That's all we fucking watched.
Yeah, so Amazon's is done. Sentai is giving way to Golf, I think, this week.
I don't know if it was Golf, but it's fucking disappointing.
Tennis? Is Golf
either
or
way.
Tennis or something dumb? Some stupid shit where you hit a ball.
Instead of watching a good show and a bad show, we just watched a bad show.
Yeah, we probably should have watched Ultraman Orb or a movie or something.
People were, like, clamoring for us to watch Ultraman Orb as well, so... Whoops!
Should have watched not even a tokusatsu movie. We could have just watched Die Hard or something and talked about that.
That would have been sick! I remember Die Hard.
I remember
we
Die
just
Hard.
Talk about it.
It's a good movie.
Do you remember when he has to walk on glass, the broken glass, barefoot?
Remember when he crawls through the vent?
Do you remember when he kills the guy and writes, "Ho, ho, ho, I got a machine gun now," in blood in his fucking sweater?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what happened on Kamen Rider Ghost this week, Liam?
Shit, okay, so Aelia is worried about Adele, because Adele is fused with the Ganmizers.
Who?
Adele.
No, Aelia. Who
Aelia.
The fuck's that?
Remember the girl?
Oh.
That should be another of Ghost taglines. Remember that girl? The girl.
She's the chick that always wears the fur coat thing.
She's got the fur trim always on her. She's Alan's sister, I think.
Yeah, it turns out that she had a dark Necrom driver underneath it, and that's why she wore that all the time.
She is the mysterious hidden fourth dancing Necrom.
And not anymore.
she tries to fight Adele, but she's like not even as strong as Necrom. She's like fake Necrom. So
yeah,
Adele...
here's the fucking like insulting part of this. Not only is she pink Necrom, but she also is completely fucking worthless and dies immediately.
So there's your female Kamen Rider, kids.
It's what you get for being female in Kamen Rider.
You got one. So, yeah, she fucking gets obliterated and her icon gets eaten. She's probably still... She's got a body somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But she gets obliterated and she gets eaten by one of the Ganmizers. And then the stupidest story in the whole world begins. The Ganmizer feels her conflicting emotions and decides to go and research those for no reason. So he flies off into the real world.
It's a bug. It's bug-oo.
Yeah, it's a bug. Great. These perfect immortal machines.
They got a virus.
They got a virus in them.
You know, they should just get McAfee on the Ganmizers.
You can't hack shit. I got Norton. So they go to the real world, and there's a girl at the temple, and she's arguing with her dad because her dad's she's a police officer, and he's
the
always,
little girl's a police officer.
No, the dad is a police officer.
Okay,
my brain's been fucking fried. And he's always putting his work before his family, and Makoto's like, damn, I understand that, because my dad walked out on me when I was 10.
Yeah, he's like, I understand that, because my dad suddenly exists for the upcoming movie.
He put on a sick bike jacket, and I never saw him again.
Obviously not the same actor from the movie, as well. But whatever.
But whatever. He's got a dad, and he left, so he empathizes with this girl. But the Gantmizer attacks. He's, oh, look, the people aren't being bestest friends over there, I better... rectify this. He goes over and attacks, and he switches everyone's bodies. And he switches... The girl goes into her father's body. Her father goes into the Ganmizer. The Ganmizer goes into the girl.
Very, very obviously.
You're not supposed to know that the dad is in the Ganmizer's body, but it's so fucking obvious, I have to point it out. So, it's... Yeah, it's that's the situation, and it results in a lot of wacky hijinks. And the dad... Oh, he's trying to contact his daughter, but he doesn't talk. He can only grumble. So there's a lot of misunderstandings, and they punch the Ganmizer in the face, and it falls over a lot, and then
yeah,
runs away.
The Ganmizer is in the silliest suit I've ever seen.
He's like
it
a
obviously
crab.
Is like two men. Two men are in the suit, and they each have one leg coming out of the side of it. It has to be horribly uncomfortable inside of that thing for their other leg. And they're like running around in it.
He's a horrible crab, and he crab walks around everywhere. Like a crab trying to stand up as tall as it can on its hind legs.
And there's a lot of wacky miscommunications.
There's a lot of, oh, look, the Ganmizer's attacking. Ugh. But they find out the dad is leaking secret information to a fugitive.
Maybe.
Maybe. Probably not, but,
it's
know.
Not gonna be. It's gonna be
big
same thing that's always on fucking TV. your dad's actually not a bad guy because no dad can ever be a bad guy. They're all your bestest fucking friend forever.
What about in Fresh Prince?
Yeah, that was a good episode. That's the only one.
The only bad dad in all
That's the
TV.
Only one. Why don't he want me, man?
That should be what fucking Ghost is. If Ghost has a single moment like that.
Yeah, it should be that the dad is fucking leaking information and he's just a horrible fucking asshole.
Wouldn't that... No, that would make an interesting plot, Jeff. You can't do that.
But it's gonna turn out that he was working with that one criminal.
He's
undercover. And they were working together to catch... Like, he's an undercover cop or something. And they were working together to catch, who gives a fuck the bad criminal.
But right now, what we're led to believe as an audience is that he was leaking info. And he is in league with a big, bad fugitive man. Obviously not. But that's the whole fucking episode. So, Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Ghost episode 39?
Well, Liam, it's funny that you asked that, because I hated it.
Really? Did you? I loved this episode.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I fucking...
I bet you did. The only enjoyable part of the whole episode are, like, the little tiny parts where the grown man is acting like a teenage Japanese girl.
I guess that's funny, yeah.
I thought they were funny.
It's funny.
I thought it was funny a little bit. And then the rest of the episode is shit. I hated it.
I loved the flashbacks with Makoto and Cannon. Watching their dad walk away. And then I remembered that the dad was going to be in the movie, so this is never going to be explored or followed up on.
No.
I was like, oh shit, this is going to be Makoto dealing with some fucking shit that happened to him in the past.
No. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen, Liam. Let's look... into the way forward machine.
Let's brainstorm here.
No, let's look inside the crystal ball, because this is going to happen.
Okay, tell me.
It turns out that police dad is not evil. He's a good man.
Okay.
And fucking Makoto is going to think, well, maybe my dad had a reason for leaving too.
Oh, you shit ass.
And then in the movie, it will turn out that he had a reason to leave. And they'll reconcile. And I fucking hate everything.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a two-part arc where maybe they go on a little road trip, they get a...
I love my father, everyone, before you write in about that. My father was a good dad.
Jeff does not have deep-seated issues, just before you...
I just fucking hate how TV does that. It's like, there's no such thing as a bad dad on TV.
There's
They're
no
all
such
just
thing as, yeah, a dad who's
misunderstood.
Here's what I want, okay? Imagine, like, a Kuga-style two-parter. Where the actual...
And Ghost?
Yeah, I know. Just join me in dreamland here for a second. Imagine, like, a Kuga-style two-parter in Ghost, where the main, like, A-plot of the episode is a road trip to go see Makoto's dad. Like, they get some intel on where he is, and Makoto's like, I gotta sort this shit out. So he and Cannon go on a little road trip. And, I don't know, Ganmizer chases them or something so we can have a fight. But they go there, and then they find out what his shit is. Maybe he's just a worthless drunk motorcycler who didn't want to take responsibility. And they just have to fucking accept that. Wouldn't that be a sick episode? Or maybe they reconcile after all these years. He's like, you know, I'm sorry, I fucked up. It was a bad thing I did.
But what if the tiny children cry, Liam?
What if they feel feelings watching this fiction?
We can't have that.
Fuck.
They have to feel nothing but hope and love and that humanity's potential is infinite and look at the path I'm walking.
Field
and listen to the sound of my Kokoro.
Speaking of that, we got another stupid ass.
I shit in my fucking pants when that happens.
I skipped over a lot in this episode, right? There's a lot of really stupid, inconsequential fight scenes.
You're allowed to do that now. Who cares?
It happens, I think, 3 or 4 times that there's a stupid fight scene where Igor comes out and he says, ah, and then there's
Don't mess with this plot. I have nothing to do
he
with.
He doesn't say it. He's like, Ghost, please stop interfering in this plot that we didn't plan and has nothing to do with our plot and doesn't do anything to further our plan. Don't fuck it up.
Do you remember when Igor worked with Steve Bills?
Yeah, actually. It was actually a long time ago.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember when Igor shouldn't have been in the show anymore?
Yeah, that's still happening.
Why is he there?
He dies again this episode.
Yeah. Death means nothing in Kamen Rider Ghost for anybody.
Yeah.
Except Gyro.
Gyro's gonna be back, I'm sure.
Maybe.
He came back once. He can do it again.
Maybe Alan's dad'll stay dead. It's like, for years, people said the only deaths in comic books that will ever stick are Bucky, Jason Todd, and Uncle Ben. And they've all come back to life at least once since then. Well,
Bucky and Jason Todd. Uncle Ben is still gone, isn't he?
Uncle Ben came back to life for a while.
What the fuck? But the status quo is that he's dead.
Yeah, it was like him from another dimension or something.
I saw a comic book once. It was a little one-page thing. What if Peter Parker was Galactus instead of Spider-Man? And it ends with, the comic book ends with him using the power cosmic to revive Uncle Ben and make him into the Silver Surfer.
That's great.
Yeah. Let's just talk about Galactus. Fuck Count Rider.
There's a really great, well, not great, it's pretty good, like one or two pages where Peter Parker has died and he talks to Uncle Ben.
Hmm.
And Uncle Ben's like, you've done enough. And I think that was like the other, and it wasn't when Dr. Octopus mind swapped with him and then killed him.
That was a totally different comic. That should have been what happened when Ghost died. One final little talk with his dad.
Yeah, but no, his dad was like, here's a cheat.
Well, it happened, they blew it. They blew their load in episode 12 with Boost when they should have saved all that emotional shit for the episode when he gets the final form.
Nah.
Nah. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up, Liam.
Our comic book reading fans, if you like the story where Spider-Man and Dr. Octopus switch brains, you're an idiot.
A lot of people liked Superior Spider-Man when it was done.
I mean, the Superior Spider-Man story,
it has its charms.
I guess so. It's alright. But it's just, people were like hailing it like it was this great, amazing new idea. Like, have you never read comics before? Every villain has swapped bodies with every hero that has ever existed in all of history.
Yeah, but this one did it for like a year.
Wow. How new and exciting. There's a villain who switched bodies with the hero for fucking ever in comics. I can't remember the name of it.
Ginyu?
No, it wasn't Captain Ginyu. I'm sure Captain Ginyu switched bodies forever with a lot of people.
Yeah, and now he's a frog.
You know, why doesn't he just switch bodies with, like, a biped? He could still switch bodies.
Why doesn't he switch bodies with Goku? Oh, wait, well, Goku he did.
Goku keeps thwarting his efforts afterwards. Yeah. Anyway, back to Ghost.
Back to Ghost. This TV show is bad, and there's... Everything I hate about Ghost is here. It's
true.
All present in a little bowl. Almost everything. At least we didn't have a stupid fight scene with Makoto's clone. Instead, we get a little flashback.
I can be thankful. I was thankful for that.
Thank Christ. But I don't... Like, there's a scene in the beginning when Aelia fights Adele, right? They do a little fight, and she dies. And I can't... I almost forgot about it. Because nothing in the Ganma world matters. The villains are so flat.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Like, during that whole fight scene, I was like, well, maybe the villains will get, like, some sort of characterization. There's, like, a little bit of a clash between them. Even Aunt Edith comes out, and he's like, I'm gonna hold up an icon, like, I'm gonna jump in. But then Aelia just gets her shit pushed in and dies, and it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
I like villain infighting a lot in Kamen Rider. I love when the evil organization starts to break apart and fight itself.
Yeah.
But the villains, like, okay, look at this episode, right? It's like, it was so abrupt and came to such a quick and swift end. There were a couple scenes like 5 episodes ago where Aelia was like, I'm kind of worried, you know? And now she pops out, and there's a little fight scene, and she's dead. I mean, at least.
She'll be back, I guess.
She'll be back.
It's so hard to care. Like, to be like, I wonder what's going to happen, because I don't.
I know what's going to happen.
I don't care.
Even if I didn't know, yeah, I wouldn't give a shit.
There's... Yeah, the villains just don't matter. Like, what part are they playing in this episode? They, like, accidentally created a crab monster.
That's another thing.
Has nothing to do with them.
So there's a crab monster in this episode whose thing is that he literally is, you said this before, Jeff, the biggest threat in Ghost is that everybody is not necessarily bestest friends all the time.
That's true.
That's the conflict. And the crab, literally, that's his thing. He's like, I gotta figure out if people aren't bestest friends, and I gotta rectify it, I guess. But it's so perfectly encapsulates how stupid all of the conflict in the show is. Of, like, it's stuff that's so... even if it's like a real thing, I like they tried to do something real in this episode. It's a girl whose father is kind of, you know, he works too hard. It's a bit of a cliche, but whatever. It's like a real thing.
It's a super big cliche.
Yeah, but it's a real thing that people deal with, and it can be done well. But they decide to turn it into this weird slapstick comedy thing, and they treat it with such, like, no depth, no actual reality to it. It's just the stock lines that you expect, and then there's a crab monster, and the crab monster shows up fucking 3 times! There's three separate scenes where Ghost punches it and it runs away!
If I had to pick one big problem with Ghost, like, if I had to label it with, like, if it was on a store shelf in a Blockbuster video, and I had to put a label on it to warn people...
The last Blockbuster video on Earth.
I would put repetitive.
Yeah.
On the label, because it just repeats the same things over and over and over, in single episodes, even.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, it's... One episode has it, then the next, then the next, then the next... But sometimes it's all in the same fucking episode. Like, how do you make that mistake?
You know what it is? It's padding.
It is.
It's padding. It's really hard to write a show that goes on for 50 episodes. So, instead of making a TV show, let's just do the same fucking thing.
Well, it's like, if you watch an old episodic show,
yeah,
like an old Showa series or something, you tune in every week because you just want to see action, you want to see the hero defeat the villain, and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
Newer shows try to do a story, but Ghost is still trying to do that hero defeats the villain at the end of the episode and moves on shit.
Here's the thing.
Is the real problem with that type of show. You can't have your cake and eat it too.
It's not inherently bad to have an episodic show. We've discussed this before. But have it be something cool or interesting. Like we said before, you could have a little, like, the plot doesn't have to always be moving. You could have a little sidebar about Makoto dealing with his dad. You could have a little sidebar about, I don't know, Akari skins her knee on a rock. I don't know. Just fucking an episode.
Now you're thinking like the writers of the show.
just an episode where something happens that we give a fuck about and is resolved in either the end of that episode or the end of the next two-parter. Like, I suck Kuga's dick all the time, but Kuga does this masterfully, where sometimes the episode is just... There's a kid upset that someone built something over a candy store he used to like, but that's the focus of the whole episode. That's what the episode's about.
And if you watch Garo, like, Garo Makai Senki is what I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
And there's a plot going on about, like, a mark that's on all of the Makai Knights' chests that's killing them.
Okay.
This, like, villain put it on there, and they're trying to find out who, and they're trying to figure out a way to stop it. And then some episodes are just about the secondary knight, Zero, and his adventure-slaying horrors. They have nothing to do with the main plot at all. But they're really well-crafted stories. They're self-contained in one episode, and I enjoy the hell out of them.
If you have 50 episodes to make, that's a lot. That's a lot. You're not going to be able to keep a plot going that whole time. Very rarely does a writer show do it, like, unbroken. It almost never happens without having, like, larger arcs. But it's a better thing to do is either break it up into arcs or just have times when shit slows down. And that's fine. Just do something where the plot doesn't advance. But what Ghost seems to like doing is it makes the plot move, but it makes the plot move so slowly.
Yeah. It's the little droplets problem that we had at the beginning of Kamen Rider Drive.
Yeah, where it's like, you get like, what actually happens this episode is Aelia gets beat by Adele, and that's it. Everything else is filler.
Yeah, it's all, like, filler. An episodic thing.
It's bad filler, too. If it was a real emotional, heartfelt story about a girl reconciling with her dad, that's great. I would love that, but it's shit in this show.
Well, I mean, another big problem with Ghost, I probably wouldn't put it on the label... But is that they tease really good ideas. Like, they just touch on them for a second and then move on to something stupid immediately.
Yeah.
Like, they show the little flashback where Makoto sees his dad going away and he tells Takeru, like, you won't understand, Takeru. Your father's a great man. Some fathers aren't. And that would be a great focus for the episode, like, showing Makoto helping this girl to try to, like, figure out if her father really is a bad person or not. Or have Takeru helping her and Makoto being on her side, and there may be some inter-conflict between our heroes.
But Jeff, How are we supposed to have the scene where everyone stands in a row and says their catchphrase if that happens? You gotta work that in somewhere.
You ever just think about, like, stabbing yourself in the brain?
Nope.
Because I did when that played. I looked at my dinner knife and I thought,
Jeff eating his steak in front of Comrade Ghost, his steak with ketchup on it.
Fuck you. How do you eat your steak, Liam, you asshole?
I don't have anything on it. I eat it rare.
Rare?
I eat it rare.
I eat it medium rare.
Medium rare is fine too. Anything but well done, really.
I can do rare as well, but yeah. Anything above medium I'm not gonna eat.
Yeah, it's oof.
If you like a well-done steak, just eat a cheeseburger.
Kamen Rider Ghost is like a well-done steak in that it's really shit and it tastes like crap and I hate it.
You know, some people write in and they say, you know, Kamen Rider Ghost is aggressively mediocre.
Yes, that's exactly how I would describe it.
That might be how I would have described it before I had to continue watching it. Like, I describe, I'd say Wizard as... Mm. Aggressively mediocre.
Okay. Because
I stopped watching it after like 5-10 episodes. If I would have had to have continued watching that fucking show for 50 episodes...
Your brain would snap.
I hate it. It's not just aggressively mediocre, it's fucking terrible.
Well, it feels at this point like the show is just kind of having its way with me for 20 minutes when I turn it on. It's like, I sit down, I'm like, alright, let's do it. Let's get it over with. It's just 20 minutes a week. Let's please do it.
Liam is in a loveless marriage with Kamen Rider Ghost. It's not really, like, the worst. I've seen far worse. Like... And I dropped far worse. I didn't have to fucking continue watching it.
It's like, you don't sit down and ghost and be like, oh my god, how could they do that? That's the dumbest thing ever. There's no,
Sometimes.
Sometimes. But that doesn't happen often with ghosts. It's just, you just sit. It just happens. It shoots straight into your eyes. And then it's over.
I'm really thankful for your, recaps of every episode. Because as soon as it goes off, I don't remember anything that happened in the past 20 minutes.
Do we have anything else to say about this specific episode?
This specific episode, is it just me or the Ganmisers, like, the worst designed monsters in the whole show? They're supposed to be, like, the final boss monsters.
Incredibly ugly. They're really over-designed.
Yeah, you can't tell anything about the shape. It's just a humanoid shape because there's a dude in it, or two dudes, as the case may be.
I think the crab is just a guy spreading his legs out real far.
How long are his legs, then, though?
I don't know how they would do this. It's because two dudes is... They would never make a suit with two dudes.
I think it's got two dudes in it.
I don't know.
I think it's got two dudes.
You might be right. That's crazy, though.
It's just a vaguely humanoid shape with, like, shit all over it. It
looks like if you put the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man over a fire and he started bubbling, and he started getting bubbles all over him.
That's true.
And then painted it blue or red or whatever. That's your Ganmiser. And these guys are supposed to be the big final threat of the show?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, a lot of series don't have really great monster designs. Like... I will say this about Kuga and Agito, is that their monster designs aren't really that great.
Some of them are. A lot of them are just like an animal man, and it's like, that's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Some of them are pretty alright.
Yeah.
But, when it comes to the later ones, the ones that are supposed to be the most powerful, they tend to look cooler than the ones that were like weakling versions.
Yeah, they jump up.
Yeah, but not Ghost. They've just gotten progressively worse, and they didn't even start out in a good place. If you go back to the first episode of Rider Club Radio that we talked about Ghost in, I think it was the first one, I complained about the sword Ganma.
Yeah, his belt and his pants, he said, look stupid.
Yeah, yeah, I thought he looked dumb. And they all look dumb. They all have always looked dumb.
Yeah, they all look pretty dumb. There's a fight scene in this episode, the very first fight
is
scene.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, did you miss it? Blink and you might miss it. There was a big, stupid, inconsequential fight scene.
I just tune out.
The first one, with Aelia,
mm-hmm.
She's fighting these Ganmisers, and it is some of the most phenomenally awful choreography I've ever seen. There's a bit where she falls down, she hits a pillar, and she falls down, she's like, I'm on the ground, and she's trying to get up. And I think it's the tornado again, Miser? The blue one. Or is it the ice one that he was trying to fight her? I think it's the ice one. He just sort of, like, saunters up to her at a really slow walk and just stands and waits for her to get up. Mm-hmm. While the other one stands around in the background staring off into space like a moron.
There's, like, some weird, I don't know, maybe the people who do the choreography for Ghost were like, oh man, Juojer has some really great choreography in it where they, like, flip around and roll and bounce off stuff. We can do that.
But only for two shots.
Because Aelia, like, rolls towards a wall and bounces off of it to her feet. Doesn't do anything else. She just lands on her feet.
It was just a sick dodge. It was to throw them off.
She dodge rolls with the best of them.
Man, I told you, it's the dancing Necroms. They gotta dance.
She's pink Necrom because she's a girl.
She's the pink one. Yep.
And the other girl's yellow, isn't she?
Yeah, yellow.
There we go.
Is yellow considered a feminine color in Japan?
I don't know, because about half of the Yellow Rangers are girls, and the other half are dudes.
Yeah, I don't know. Is yellow considered a feminine color here? I'm out of touch.
I'm out of time.
I don't want any Hall & Oates in this podcast. Don't put Hall & Oates.
You're
close to Ghost.
I'm out of my mind when you're not around.
Shut the fuck up.
You love Hall & Oates. Don't pretend.
I do, but don't bring it here.
Don't sully it with ghosts. I don't know if yellow is a feminine color. I just do know that I don't care about that movie at all. And there's like a shoehorned bit at the end where it's just like an obvious advertisement for the movie shot with like a different soundtrack and different lighting, but they put it at the end like it's part of the episode.
Yeah, it's weird.
And there's also like this really comical like Zucker Brothers zoom in on the old sage's face when he's like giving a speech about, oh, it's awful, it's going to be terrible. And I laughed because the camera got way too close to his face.
He turns to the audience and he says, look, I'm just going to sit down and explain to you the stakes of this movie. This is a guy, he's doing something real bad. He's collecting all the icons.
He's like being mysterious like he usually is, but he's just giving all the information while he's... So there's nothing mysterious about it.
Oh boy, Dark Ghost is going to be in the next episode of Ghost. Are you excited? He was briefly shown in the next episode preview. He's going to be there. We're going to have to resolve this father-daughter plot and also have him there. I bet they're going to be able to do that in a graceful manner.
That'll get resolved in the first 5 seconds. It doesn't matter.
You know what's going to happen? It's not going to get mentioned. In the last 10 seconds, they'll be like, yeah, Steve Bills fixed it.
Yeah,
it was a result of the line swap. I got Steve Bills to fix it.
It's the whole, like, Dark Ghost thing is, like, cheap. He's a ghost recolor, and his henchmen are all Necrom recolors. Done. That's it.
Does he have to have 3 Necroms? Maybe just a buddy who's a Dark Necrom, but why 3?
Yeah, couldn't he have, like, 3 henchmen that were, like, different in any way, shape, or form?
Well, okay, I'm gonna assume that there are tight budgetary restraints here. I'm trying to make a suggestion that doesn't cost more money and is a little bit better.
Well, here's what shocks the hell out of me.
Okay.
Like, the Japanese are like, let's put all of our money into the television series that we don't make money off of. And then we'll skimp on the movies that people pay money to see.
Well, I mean, the special effects are better in the movies. They got that.
Not much better.
Not much better, but they are marginally better. Generally.
See, that's why I like Garo. They just hand-draw a lot of special effects.
Oh, yeah, fuck it.
And it looks cool.
Yeah, as long as you have a nice visual style.
They go all out on special effects. Some of them look god-awful, like a lot of them. But, I don't know, there's an earnestness to them that just isn't in Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost is not the most earnest show.
But what were you saying? What's your suggestion for the 3 Necroms?
No, my suggestion was just to have 1 Necrom instead of 3. I mean, like, 1 Dark Necrom instead of 3. Do we really fucking need 3? They're all gonna be the same character anyways.
You know what they could do?
What?
Is have his villain group... I would also make fun of this if it happened.
Okay.
Have the villain group be a Dark Necrom. A Javert. And an Ultima. That's it.
Yeah.
Just do that.
But, yeah.
It's cheap, but at least there's a visual difference between them.
It's cheap, and it doesn't fucking matter, because they're all just henchmen. They're not going to have any effect on the plot.
No. They, introduce us to him in scans and stuff. Like, this is this character, and this is their motivation. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, how much do you think that's going to come up in the movie?
None.
Take your bets, asshole.
They mentioned that Adele, Alia, and Alan had an older brother.
Do they?
Yeah, it's a one-off line that Alia says.
Hmm.
I can't remember his name. Adolf? I don't know. But,
now that would be a fucking twist. Holy shit.
He died after their mother died of sickness after, or whatever.
After their mother, Ava Braun, died.
Argos? Oh yeah, it was Argos. That shit is gonna get brought up in the movie. Please be excited.
Wait, you're gonna look me dead in the fucking face and tell me that that guy is the oldest brother? That little five-year-old boy in mommy's coat is the oldest brother?
He's the eldest brother. He just moisturizes.
Go fuck yourself.
He's older brother Hiroshi.
He dips his face in ice-cold water when he sleeps to freeze his face. He's doing it every night.
He's got Ganma Botox.
He's so young in his head.
Well, I mean, it's the haircut. It's like a little tiny child's haircut.
That's true, yeah.
Without that, he might look a lot older. When he talks, he doesn't seem that young.
Yeah.
But watch, it's that haircut.
Watch the actor's 33 or something.
Yeah, probably. But that's that for Ghost, I think.
That's that for Ghost. Jeff, are you ready to hear about some news?
I'm ready and waiting.
Okay, so there's a city in Japan called Hamamatsu, and the Hamamatsu City Museum in Japan is doing exhibitions this year for the 45th anniversary of Kamen Rider.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all sorts of lectures about Kamen Rider and its cultural impact. They got exhibits about Kamen Rider. They got little installations of props and stuff. They have the original belts for Kamen Rider 1 and 2 and the original motorcycles.
Oh my god, this sounds so awesome.
Priceless props they're on display there. And it's for everyone. Kids and adults can go. And there's special little tours you can take if you're an elementary school kid. Little activities. There's something like a Kamen Rider mystery hunt or something going on too. That's pretty neat. But there's all this shit happening at this museum for the 45th anniversary. That's cool. I hope they don't mention Ghost. For everyone's
they
sake.
They will. It'll be the oldest rider and the newest rider.
Here's the rider that carries the torch into the 21st century. Ghost.
Yeah. Could you imagine how awesome it would have been if, the anniversary movie would have came out with, Drive, and you got to see, Shinosuke team up with Takeshi Hongo?
Oh my god.
That would have been fucking sick, and then Hongo would have been you carry my will, the bright future of Kamen Rider, and you would have been yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he is a hero of justice, that Shinosuke. Isn't it weird? Koda before him did it, and now Takeru after him is doing it, but he's just stuck in the middle, Hiroshi Fujioka-less. Yeah.
That is sad, especially since Koda was also kind of a wishy-washy bitch from time to time.
And the movie sucked.
That's very true.
You should go listen to the Heisei vs. Showa commentary track if you'd like to know why.
Which you can find at our page.
At our blog.
I would really, really love to go to that, but I don't understand Japanese, and I also can't afford a plane ticket.
You need a plane, you need a hotel. You need to sneak into the museum.
I need to understand Japanese so that I'll get anything out of it besides people talking at me that I don't understand.
No, it's okay. Just yell in really loud and goofy English.
One just word live sentences. Up to the stereotype.
Yeah.
I should wear an American flag shirt while I do it.
Yeah, a big U.S. flag, yeah. Wear a stupid looking baseball cap.
What?
Masked Rider?
Kamen Rider.
Hey Jeff.
Hey Liam.
What do you think Fize would be like if he used a smartphone?
I don't know. Maybe it'll be like the video that you can find on our blog post.
The actor that played Fize, I don't remember his name off the cuff, I'm sorry, but the actors that played Fize and Kaiza got together and did a little video about what if Fize had used a smartphone instead of a flip phone, and they concluded that he would swipe up and then put it in his belt. So, mystery solved, everyone. We can all sleep easy now.
This is news, Liam?
Look, I mean, it's funny. If the actors themselves weren't involved, no, it wouldn't be news. But they got those two guys back.
It was cute. It was although cute. It is an exceptionally short video.
It is.
And
like
I don't understand
long.
Anything they're saying.
It's a promotion for the CSM Fize driver that came out recently.
Yeah, it's very Fize strange driver. To see Fize's actor and Kaize's actor being friends.
Yeah, not used to it. It's surreal to say the least. But I love Kaize's actor, so.
Yeah, you'd love him less if you watched the show.
I think I'd love him more if I
like,
watched
you
the
love,
show.
You love edgelord type characters, but that show is so horrifically frustrating.
I like there's always. It's the same reason I love Michi so much in Gaim.
Michi is like 1,000,000,000% less intolerable.
That guy was a shit.
He's nowhere near Kaize level.
Oh my god, I gotta see Fize. I gotta fucking watch. When I'm done with Agito, I gotta fucking watch Fize.
I got about halfway through Fize and call it a day.
Oh, I have to see this TV show.
I think. I don't remember how far I got in it.
Okay, well that's
that. Did I finish it?
Did
you? I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you?
I've seen the last couple episodes, but I don't know if I watched the in between.
Jeez. So there was a video this week, a little video with really bad sound, where Hart, the actor that plays Hart, comes out and does a little demo for the Hartron shift car, and it plays a couple of the sounds from it too. He pulls it out and he hits the button, and it shows a picture of Kamen Rider Hart, and it plays a clip of Krim saying "Hato za Kamen Rider." I don't know if that's what it's going to say when you put it in or something.
Maybe that's his official name.
That Hart, the Kamen Rider.
The video itself looks like it was shot by, like, a college student who's standing in front of a whiteboard.
They did those with Gaim, too. I remember distinctly, I think it was when the DX Acorn and Durian ones were up for pre-order. They did the exact same style of video. So they just it's just a little, like, I know the Kamen Rider as a whole completely is a toy commercial, but do this little toy commercial within the toy commercial. It's
in your contract.
It's
so.
This weird meta shit, yeah. So.
Yeah, so you get to see a slightly larger picture, I guess, of Hart, Kamen Rider Hart, and he looks even dumber up close.
And you get to see Hart's actor being Hart again. I like Hart.
Although he's like, he's not being the Hart I remember. He's being like. Serious Bishonen man.
He's being cereal box advertisement Hart.
What range this actor has.
It's like when a character, like when an actor appears in a commercial playing a character, and he has the very most basic traits. I guess. Fred Flintstone isn't exactly like a deep character that you can reduce a lot, but like they appear with like the most basic traits. Just enough to make you recognize that character, and that's it.
Did you ever watch The Flintstones?
Yeah, I did. I don't think Fred is a terribly deep character.
He's not, but, like, the commercial Fred is, like, all he cares about is fucking cereal.
I guess, yeah.
And he has no interests outside of cereal and making sure Barney does not eat cereal.
He wants those fucking Fruity Pebbles.
And in the show, he has varied interests, and he's, like, I don't know, maybe, like, two steps away from being a wife beater at any time.
Keep it two. Any less than two, and you're in trouble.
It's like The Honeymooners. It's like an adult show for adults. There's nothing for kids in that show at all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it was marketed towards kids when we were younger, because back in the day, it was for adults.
Because it's a cartoon, I guess.
Yeah. In America, cartoons can't be for adults.
Guess so.
I guess, like, comedy cartoons can.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So it's nice to see Hart back being Hart, even though it's a sort of caricature of Hart.
It was nice, and I look forward to seeing the movie.
I love that
seeing
actor.
Him in it. He's handsome.
He's very handsome. I liked Hart a lot.
And at the very end of the thing, our boy Mach shows up for a few seconds.
Just for a hot second. I'm very excited to see Drive Gaiden. I hope it gets subbed quickly.
Yeah, me too. I don't tend to watch the movies, though. Like, I talk about watching them, and then they come out, like, 3 months later.
Well,
with
some
subs.
Some of them just don't get subbed.
Yeah.
Some of them just don't. They got other shit to do. So, you know, if it gets subbed, we'll watch it, but I'm not really chomping at the bit to watch a lot of them. Like, the Gaiden movies look pretty cool. I like those, but, like, if the Ghost movie with Dark Ghost never gets subbed, I'm not going to lose any sleep over that.
No, there will be no tears shed for Dark Ghost.
Yeah, I'll be able to rest in peace when I die, not having seen that film.
Unlike Takeru.
I was thinking today, I was at work, and I just got caught up in thinking about how awful that stupid episode was where he dies and gets Infinity Soul. Like, sometimes I just get wrapped up in how much better it could have been, and it upsets me a little bit. I know I shouldn't devote energy to this, it's probably unhealthy for my brain.
No, it really is.
But, like, I could have written that. You could, a lot of things, you look at a work of fiction or something, like a piece of art, and you're like, that's pretty shit, and someone says, well, I bet you couldn't do better. I think I could probably make a better show. I could write a better show. And you could too, I bet. You, Jeff, and you listening to this podcast, you probably could as well, if you really put your mind to it.
I wonder about the scripts for Kamen Rider Ghost. Like, was there a script that said Takeru floats in an endless abyss of terrible purple special effects, and he feels in his heart the love of his friends?
In his Kokoro.
Does he feel in his Kokoro the love of his friends? And his friend's love pulls him back across the... This is awful!
And then it's just scribbles. It's just scribbles.
They have a seizure.
Coffee stains.
I guess we'll film this.
Just improv the last 5 minutes of the episode. Who cares? Put some gold filters.
Who would notice?
Stupid kids will not know the difference.
They did improv the last few minutes. They didn't even have the suit ready. Hate that episode. I hate them all.
I want one episode of just any Kamen Rider show when, like, you get to the end of an arc, say, and nothing's really happening. I want one episode that is entirely improv, and all they have is, like, a location. Like, the first one is in the temple, and then an ice cream shop, and then Ganma World, and then back in the temple, and then an ice cream shop again, and that's it. Everything else is made up on the spot. Just one episode where they do that. And, like, people can die.
That's been the whole series, Liam.
And characters can die and come back from the dead and shit, and it just does not matter when the next episode starts.
Again, that's been the whole series.
Oh, that's
characters can
like.
Die and come back, and it doesn't matter.
It feels like the script is being written literally one page at a time. Like, they do not know what's going to happen on the next page when
they're
writing.
They're playing telephone with it. They write, like, one little bit, and they hand it off to the next person.
Oh.
Well, the thing is, comic books are very well known for having characters die and it not matter.
Yeah.
They have the decency to take, like, 3 to 6 months to bring a character back.
Yeah.
Ghost just comes back in the same episode every time.
like you ever were supposed to give a shit.
How am I supposed to miss him?
Oh my
god.
He
was gone from the episode for 0 minutes.
We were talking about a stupid toy commercial with Heart, and now we're shitting on Ghost again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We got pulled all back to it. I'm sorry. I mentioned the movie.
Yeah. Do we have any more news?
What if Ghost pulls a mega reversal and has a shitty show and an amazing movie instead of a great show and a shit movie?
You know, somehow I don't see that happening.
Me neither, but it's possible. Anything's possible, man. Wonders never cease.
Anything is possible. Ghost could turn around in the last 20 episodes.
Hey, Ghost's potential.
10 episodes.
Ghost's potential is infinite.
As they like to keep reminding us.
Like to constantly remind us. So I have one last piece of news. It's not really news, but Detail of Heroes, if you know those, they every now and again, they release a whole bunch of really, really up close and personal photos of things.
Yeah.
There is a Detail of Heroes little scrapbook out for all the movie writers, Dark Ghost and the fucking Darwin and
Dancing
Napoleon,
Necroms.
Dancing Necroms, all that. So check those out. It's some nice little photos, really up close stuff. Napoleon looks great, as we all
you
know.
You get to see Kamen Rider terrible name. I can't remember.
Extremer?
Yeah, Extremer.
Extremer.
You've seen Kamen Rider Double Extreme. Well, this is Kamen Rider Extreme-er.
He's even more extreme.
How, like, this dude
His political
can...
views are even more ridiculous.
This dude can ollie on fucking anything. He's so extreme. He could grind on the side of the fucking Grand Canyon. He is so extreme.
Give that guy any sort of ledge and he'll do a kickflip.
You know what? He only has yogurt from a tube. That is how extreme he is.
That's his entire diet.
Look at those pretty pictures.
Yeah, check it out.
Since we don't have anything else to talk about in this episode, why don't we read some emails?
Yeah, okay. I saw some Juojo spoiler scans.
Did you?
I did. Did you see them?
No.
Did you see what the final robot's going to look like?
No.
Oh, boy.
Are we going to do a live reaction?
Do you want to?
Yeah,
I'll show it to you.
If you don't want to be spoiled on Juojo, I'm not going to say anything specific.
It's not plot relevant. It's just what the robot looks like. It doesn't spoil anything.
I'm not going to say anything specific to what it looks like. I'm just going to react to it.
Okay. Here we go. Let me get the link.
And that's my reaction, folks. Alright, if you've ever seen a square, you've seen the final suit.
It's the one on the right, you see.
Oh my god.
The one on the left is a different one.
I believe we'll call this one legs. Why, though, is my question.
It's the Tokyuger effect all over again.
Oh, no. Alright, well, there's your reaction, everybody.
Oh, my God. It's, yeah, like I said, I won't give away the design, except that it's a clusterfuck.
Yeah, we'll put this in the blog post as well.
You can check that out, if you like.
So you can click on it if you want to.
Okay.
Jeff, Jesus Christ.
Do we have any emails?
Yeah, we got a few.
Okay, show us the emails.
Our first email is from Zolgheim,
okay.
Who says, only Ghost this week, so Ryuki spoiler cast when?
Not this week, apparently. You already have your answer, but I think next time Kamen Rider takes a break, maybe? Next time Ghost takes a break, if it ever fucking takes a break?
Yeah, why does Ghost keep playing when Golf is playing, right before it?
I guess Sentai just happens to be in the Golf time slot that they want the Golf to be in, and Ghost is lucky enough to avoid that.
Yeah, that should not be. Thank God.
A just and loving God would not allow that.
The Ryuki spoiler cast is the next one that we're going to do.
The Ryuki spoiler cast is forthcoming. Prepare yourselves.
I haven't seen Ryuki in like 7 years.
I watched it a couple years ago. I still remember it as if it were yesterday.
So Liam might have to walk me through some things.
I remember the best and worst of it.
I remember a lot of the worst of it. I will say that. Yeah. I remember some of the best of it.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember the general outline of a lot of things.
Okay.
Knight's an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And no one should ever like him.
He's the best character in the show.
And Shinji is basically brain dead.
He's dumb.
He's got a good heart.
Yeah, he's not as likable as Kuga or anything, but he's a good guy.
He's a different kind of silly, Godai and Shoichi are goofy,
yeah,
but they're still capable people.
Yeah.
Like, Shinji shouldn't be able to wipe his own ass.
Shinji is good enough. That's what I like. That's one of the things I liked about Ryuki that not a lot of writer series do, is that Ryuki himself, the main writer, is easily the weakest.
Oh, yeah.
He's outclassed by everyone. He gets his ass kicked constantly. I love that.
Until Survive, I guess.
Survive.
Survivu.
Survive was poorly handled, and it didn't look very good.
No. It looks like the front end of a Mack truck.
So all in all, Ryuki's a good show. There's your spoiler cast.
Well, now one down.
Agito next.
We'll do the Ryuki spoiler cast next. I don't know when, and I don't know if we're going to have anybody on for that or not.
I don't know. It's all up in the air.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Whenever Ghost takes a break.
If Ghost is never going to take a break.
No, Ghost, so when X-Aid takes a break.
Ghost is everlasting. We're going to get Ghost RX next season. Forget X-Aid.
Well, if you see in the paper that I've committed suicide, you'll know that we're getting Ghost RX.
I know this obviously isn't going to happen because we had X-Aid, but if there was a world where they actually did Ghost RX, I'd legit shut down the podcast. I couldn't do it.
I would too.
I couldn't do it 2 years in a row.
We'd be done. Somebody else can take over.
So thank God for X-Aid. God, I hope it's good. Oh my God, it better be good.
What if it's Ghost RX-Aid?
Yeah, I'd probably just quit.
We have two more emails.
Okay.
One from Lucas and the other from James, and they both say the exact same thing at the beginning.
Okay.
They both say, I think they might be the same guy.
Okay.
Dear Jeff and Liam, if you could pick one Showa series to give the Amazons treatment, which one would you guys pick? I would pick Stronger. Your fan Lucas and your other fan James.
I think that was coordinated, maybe.
Maybe. They're almost worded exactly the same as well.
Jesus.
James said he loves the podcast. That's the only difference.
Okay, James, you win.
So thanks, fucking Lucas. I hope you love the podcast.
Thanks, Lucas, you worthless shit.
No, thank you for writing in, Lucas. You don't need to be a kiss ass like James. No, thank you both. Liam, if you could pick one show, a series to get the Amazon's treatment, which one would you pick and why? They
Black.
Both say Stronger.
Black, assuming Black.
Oh, James says Black as well. He says, I would want Stronger and Black.
Yeah, Black in a universe where Black RX didn't happen. Black RX, I think, is a bad idea. I don't think it should have been made.
The Amazon's treatment doesn't necessarily mean it has anything to do with the series. It just uses the tone and visuals.
Yeah, that's true. I would like a new Black because I love the sort of, like, magic... The like, magic fuckery angle it has to. It's not cyborgs or anything like that. It's just, like, mutated magic humans.
Yeah.
And an evil cult. I think you could do something very cool with that and make it have a nice bittersweet ending like Black did. And, you'd be pretty golden. Black already has some pretty fucked up visuals in its monsters, some pretty scary mm-hmm. visuals that would translate really well to an Amazon style show. Amazon's style show.
Yeah.
And I think that'd be really good.
I think it's hard to say the original series because the first and the next like ruined that, like they soured the fucking soup forever.
They poisoned the well.
But that would probably be my first choice, is to take the original series and do something different with it.
Yeah.
Preferably not a J-drama, if at all possible.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see how Toei's feeling that day.
If I had to do a series, and it doesn't have to be the same sort of brutal style thing as Amazon's, it just has to be like a reimagining for adult audiences, I think I would do Kamen Rider Super 1...
Oh.
And I would have it be about, like, cyborg martial arts.
That's pretty cool.
Like, an ongoing tournament between, like, human beings who upgrade themselves into cyborgs to compete in this underground-style tournament.
That'd be pretty sick. Like, do they transform, or are they just cyborgs?
They transform.
Okay.
And, like, the main character would be, like, a Hornet-style cyborg, like, the same way Super 1 was.
Yeah.
And there could be, like, this... The whole underground fighting establishment thing has, like, a dark underbelly where it's all fixed.
Oh.
And, like, he has to fight against not only in the ring, but out of the ring to continue competing.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty fucking sweet. I just thought of that, too.
Just off the cuff then.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be damned.
I probably could have come up with something way better if I would have thought for a minute, but that's still pretty all right.
That's pretty good. That sounds cool.
So hopefully those answers suffice. James has another question, which is a weirder question, I think. But secondly, what pairing in the Kamen Rider series do you guys wish had happened that didn't? My own is Eiji and Hina and Goto and Satonaka from O's, since it was my first Rider series and what made me a shipper. Keep up the awesome job, and hopefully Ghost may surprise you, though I doubt it.
We're far too late for that.
There's no surprises. Liam and I aren't really shippers.
No, not really.
I don't think I've ever shipped anybody with anybody in my life. We jokingly shipped Rena and Gen in Drive.
I think that was done in a movie. I think one of the later movies might have confirmed that. I remember there was a movie where Shinosuke and What's-Her-Name got married. And you get
Shinosuke
to see the wedding.
And What's-Her-Name. What's-Her-Name was my favorite character.
Shinosuke and What's-Her-Name get married. Kiriko. Shinosuke and Kiriko get married, and you see the wedding, and I think they might confirm there. I might be pulling this straight out of my asshole.
Well, you can canon ship. You can have a canon ship.
Okay, well, my canon ship is Kuga and Agito.
Well, that's a crack ship.
That's a crack ship.
I don't have anything against shipping. I've never really done it. I guess a lot of times when characters don't end up romantically involved, I'm kind of relieved that they don't.
Yeah.
Because that usually takes over a series.
Yeah.
And it becomes like the focal point. I'll tell you who I ship is Koga and Kaoru from Garo. I'll ship
from
them.
From Garo? That's not Ryder.
Who cares? This is Ryder Club Radio, Jeff.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about other series like Sentai or Ultraman.
Well, we certainly don't talk about Ultraman.
No, we talked about X that one time.
That one time.
My crack ship is Black and Black RX.
That's just masturbation.
They did appear together in an episode of Decade.
Yeah, they sure did.
They were
from two separate dimensions for no reason. Although that fulfills your desire that Black RX didn't happen in one dimension.
Yeah, it's true. There is a dimension where it's pure.
So that's fine.
Where they didn't bring back Nobuhiko.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Is in the Drive movie where, like, Drive is, like, Goebbels or whatever, and, like, the world is Hitlerville.
Yeah.
A
lot of Hitler talk this week.
But... fun fact, Hitler had a nephew who fought for the Allies
Did
in the U.S.
Really?
Navy. Yeah.
Jesus.
His name was William Patrick Hitler.
Did you know that Hitler was a Nazi?
Oh my god, my worldview is shattered.
I know, I hate him now.
He changed his name to William Patrick Stewart Houston.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
What were we talking about before
But
this?
Anyway, in the movie where Drive is Goebbels.
Yeah.
Black gets, he transforms into Kamen Rider Black, and then he gets his ass beat, and then he shows up later and transforms into Kamen Rider Black RX.
Okay.
What? How?
I have
Why?
An explanation, Jeff.
Go right ahead.
You see, between the events of Black RX and the movie, Black was able to fuse his Kingstone back into one Kingstone, because it got split when he got thrown into the sun at the beginning of Black RX. Through the act of nuclear fusion, which in this case literally fuses things because shut the fuck up, he fuses the Kingstone back into one, but then while he was off screen in the movie, he got thrown into the sun again and it split again.
That's canon. Bullshit,
That's
but
canon.
I believe it.
That's canon.
Is it?
That's Makoto's sister.
I think we're getting a little slap happy at the end of this episode.
It's time to go to sleep.
So hopefully that didn't answer your question at all, really. But that's the best answer you're going to get.
The answer is we don't ship.
If you want to also get an answer that's not going to fulfill any of your needs whatsoever, write in to RyderClubRadio@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet us at RyderClubRadio. My ship is Sayla and me.
That's also my ship. My ship is Sayla and Liam.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm pulling for you, buddy. My ship is Amu and Sayla.
Oh, that's okay.
My ship is the USS Enterprise.
Oh, I knew you were gonna make a fucking spaceship joke, you stupid Star Trek asshole.
I'm gonna do a Star Trek podcast one day, Liam, and you'll fucking see.
As long as I don't have to be on it, it's fine by me.
Of course you're not gonna be on
Good.
It.
Good.
You wouldn't be on this one if I didn't have to have... I mean...
Imagine just dragging me through Deep Space Nine for like 100 episodes.
There's 7 seasons of that fucking show.
Oh my god.
Jesus, it's really good, but you don't know because you don't have any taste.
I have great taste because I don't like Star Trek.
What a terrible, terrible person. So thanks for tuning in. Like I said, you can email us, you can shoot us a tweet. I love discussing Tokusatsu. Any tokusatsu with anybody on Twitter. It's always fun.
Yeah.
I've been talking a lot about Garo on Twitter recently, so if you've watched Garo and you want to talk about it, hit me up.
Hit him up. Yeah. At Ryder Club Radio, RyderClubRadio@gmail.com. And
we'll see you next week.
See ya. Good morning.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.